So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Is this an unfair headline? Oh, come on, Dom, it is. But I don't care. I'm glad the Pennsylvania GOP has this up on Twitter. Headline, Shapiro issued CDL to known terrorist. Yes! Where's the Philadelphia Inquirer? Where are all these people telling him? You got to get that real ID. Remember the panic I was in? I was going to Charleston. And I was not prepared. My passport had expired. I'm thinking, uh-oh. About 6 weeks out, the timeline crunch. I had to go to a special service, but I did not go and get that real ID. And think about it. If you're one of the people that went to that pain and misery, you were calling me then, feel free to call now and unload. You went through all that because the real ID. Oh, my God. If you don't have the real ID, the country is going to be imperiled. Yet, Pennsylvania gave not only the CDL with one of these CDL mills and PennDOT to this guy wanted for terrorism in another country hauling 18-wheeler in Kansas when ICE caught up with him. And the Inquirer doesn't think this is a big story at all from Uzbekistan. And this guy, thanks to Josh Shapiro's watch, who did it? When did they do it? Why? Not only got the CDL, but got a real ID. How did he get a real ID? He's here illegally. He's a terrorist, most likely. Wanted for that, etc. How? Weren't we told that, hey, you got to go through this, Dom. Stop telling people they don't have to do it. We want people to have real ID. Once again, proving that this is mainly a bureaucracy set up to bother the law-abiding Americans versus somebody who somehow or another skirted the system. So Greg Rothman. And Henry, if you can just hit up his office, you know, not today, tomorrow. He's calling for a full investigation. I know we have Martina, but I think this has gone national now. Is the Inquirer going to ask Josh Shapiro how did this happen? Is Josh Shapiro moving heaven and earth? Is this like a 10-alarm fire, whatever the highest number is? Don't you think it should be? Here's Sean Duffy on, I think, with Maria Bartiromo. Duffy talking about how widespread this issue is, these maniacs on our roads with 18-wheelers. Here's what he said.
Secretary, this ICE situation, ICE arresting a man from Uzbekistan earlier this month while he was driving a commercial truck in Kansas. DHS says this 31-year-old Akhwar Bozorov was led into the country by Joe Biden's administration. He was wanted in Uzbekistan in 2022 for alleged ties to terrorism. He was granted work authorization in the United States in early 2024. His commercial driver's license was issued in Pennsylvania. And the photo that DHS released even shows him having a real ID, Secretary. You've gone after California for issuing 17,000 commercial driver's licenses to illegals. Is it time to federalize CDL certifications? What are you doing here? And I mean, it's just astounding to me that someone who was tied to terrorism in Uzbekistan actually got a license to drive a commercial vehicle in Kansas.
Yeah, so first off, it goes to show you that Joe Biden and his administration didn't do any background checks on who was coming into the country. They offered them asylum and they offered them work authorizations and then allowed them to go out and get commercial driver's licenses and operate on American roads, endangering American citizens. And so we have had new rules that have come out to say, you know what, we're going to tighten this up. If you come legally, you have a visa, or you're coming from one state to another, you can get a, what's called a non-domiciled CDL. These are the licenses that these foreigners are using. But to tighten up the rules means we're going to have more safety on American roads. But you mentioned 17,000 from California. We think other states have also issued many illegally commercial driver's licenses. There were 200,000 non-domiciled CDLs issued to foreigners.
Wow.
We think 194,000 of them were issued illegally.
Oh my goodness.
And would not comply with our new rule. And so again, you've aired these crashes, Maria.
Yeah.
They're horrific. When people can't understand the English language, they can't read signs, and they don't know the rules of our road.
Terrible.
That's a problem. Americans aren't safe. And we also see that there are CDL mills.
Yeah,
commercial driver's license mills, where people aren't being properly trained. They're being pushed through, getting licenses, and then again driving across the country.
Unbelievable.
If I can make one last point, Maria.
Yeah.
It's driving American truckers out of business.
Good point.
And American trucking companies driving the wages down. That's not why we're taking this action, but that's a real consequence of having all these foreigners come in.
That's a great point.
What we're going to do is see those wages rise, and it's still a good paying job in America to be an American truck driver.
Secretary, let me.
All right. So we know about California now. All right, are we going to sound the alarm? What about here in Pennsylvania? How does this happen? All right, we know about Biden's party. Now, how about Shapiro? Now, the Inquirer is too busy writing an article today about how Josh Shapiro stayed at the table and solved the shutdown. They say the exceptionally popular governor. Oh, my God. All right, is there any sense of urgency? A maniac from Uzbekistan gets the CDL and the real ID. And he's wanted for terrorism in other countries. All right. What does it take? They don't want to have that set off. They don't want to talk about it. Because it brings into question the face of all these illegals in the country, what Biden did. And it also dings Josh Shapiro. If Josh Shapiro were someone who gets stuff done, wouldn't he be getting to the bottom of it? So Greg Rothman, Pennsylvania GOP, there's your headline. Shapiro issued CDL to known terrorist. Yeah, Shapiro really didn't, but I'm fine with the headline. I'm tired of this. You got to fight fire with these people. And Shapiro is just one of the worst examples. So how much of it's going on here in Pennsylvania? Is anybody going to go undercover? Now, late last night, after dinner anyhow, there were two representatives of ICE who said now they're not just going to go after people here illegally. They're going after the employers. The light bulb goes off finally. I mean, come on. It should have been happening early on. This is the way to get to the bottom of it, that people self-deport. If these employers are afraid of going to jail, maybe they're not going to continue this nonsense. Just a thought. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Was thrilled to announce on the morning show today that Scott Jennings is coming to town. I've been talking to him today. I hope to get him on today or tomorrow. And Politics and Pints with him is going to be spectacular. Nobody has been a bigger hit this year, so much so that I think CBS wants to hire him. He would stay on CNN, but they want to do that too. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of fun with him. A lot of insight in that new book about President Trump and Elon Musk, Saving Western Civilization. Get your tickets. You go to 1210WPHT.com right now. And the best thing, the best ticket, and it's very reasonable, you know, based upon some of the prices we've had before for the meet and greet, meaning at 6 o'clock to 7 before we go on, we'll be hosting you backstage. You'll get to interact with Scott Jennings. You and I'll talk. It's rare to get this type of opportunity with big guests like this. Now, which guest that I think would be the most partial to her politics and pints out of all? Not Nick Foles, didn't seem like a drinker. Don Jr., I'm not sure. Rich had Jack Carr. Rand Paul told us about the bourbon tour. We're going to see what Scott Jennings, and added bonus, Henry. I have been picked to drive Scott Jennings out to Phoenixville with me.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
When I get him there.
The Hail Marys.
When I get him there, he will say proudly that night, maybe on national TV if he's on that night, he's now a fan of using both feet to drive. I can see it coming. There'll be a pronouncement. Hold it. Before I answer that question of the stupid liberal over here, I want to tell you Dom Giordano has hit upon something amazing. The two-footed break, or the
no.
Yeah, exactly. I think Ro will be riding in the back seat. Then we're going to go off to dinner, and then off to the show. So
all hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. Tight schedule. He's going to broadcast. He's going to do his radio show from here, right down the hall.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all set up. It's all falling into place. All you have to do is do your part. Jump in now. If you said, "I heard that on the morning, couldn't get tickets, internet outage," you can go right now. Jump in, and you want to get the meet and greet. I'm telling you, you get the meet and greet, you get the book, front row seats. It will be a fabulous night. Love to see you there. The Colonial Theater, Phoenixville. We may revisit the gravy sauce debate that happened there. That was huge. I mean, me arguing with a guy from Rome about gravy and sauce. I don't care if you're from Rome. I'm from South Philly. Come on.
Who's the real authority here?
Yeah. What are you doing here? I don't like Rome anyhow. All right. 855-839-1210. You get a line. We're waiting on the Epstein vote. Should happen around noon. I'm 2 o'clock. So let's go to that live. We'll dip into that at 2 o'clock and we'll get you a little flavor of it. Will Republicans go unanimous? And I could see some of the embarrassing stuff that will come out in these emails. It doesn't mean they're criminal or anything. For example, Jared Kushner inviting Epstein to a party for his newspaper in 2013. All of New York was there. The New York Observer. And it was Epstein and Harvey Weinstein.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, wow. And a story of what a distorted, I'm just reading the news account of Drudge, distorted penis that Epstein had. Maybe that was...
Him and Weinstein? Both of them?
Yeah, apparently both. There's a lot of distortion going on.
Oh, great.
Yes. One other thing, too. Look, I know in the real world, you got to deal with people. I don't like how far we've gone today with the Saudi crown prince and his crowd to be coming to the White House. You know, you greet him, you do the thing, but this is as big as anything we've done for any foreign dignitary. These are killers. You got to deal with them. They're sitting on lakes and lakes of oil. I know Trump has gotten some stuff from them that's helpful in the Middle East. Okay. But it seeing them just say, I mean, I can't even stand the golfers playing on their tour, let alone having to cater to these guys. And so I don't forget, let me throw this sports story in, but it's not just sports. You know, I'm critical of the NFL, rightfully so, but not on this. Jamar Chase, I think I haven't seen this year. I'm not getting into the weeds.
When he has a quarterback, he's good.
Yeah, he's one of the better receivers in the NFL. Arguably top five most years, something like that.
Top three.
Yeah, I think he's that good. So he gets into it with Jalen Ramsey, who is past his prime, but still was an all-time player. And he spits. He doesn't hit him, but he spits in his direction. That spit is costing him a suspension. And one guesstimate we see here, we think it may be AI written, $500,000 or more. I mean, it's hard for me to tell exactly how much this will play out for. Good for the NFL. Could we all be on board with one thing? When you spit at someone, societally, yeah, Greg was mentioning this more. We're not formal enough. I was shocked. It was Greg was the one that they, Don and Nick said, is always Mr. We're not formal and proper enough anymore. So spitting, though, has become a thing, not all the time. Jalen Carter, you may remember at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When you spit, the whole world should say, that's it. This is so unacceptable. I don't know that he got, I don't think I would throw him out for the year. But I consider it that you're sending a message. You're not going to be spitting at people. You know, even with the violence, even everything that goes on, the spitting thing is something that we're not going to tolerate. Seems to be that's what the NFL is saying here in some measure, because I watched it. I don't think he hit him or anything like that. And the other player was enraged and attacked him. And I support that. Now, you got to deal with it. He physically attacked him and I get it. But if someone spits at you, I think it's no holds barred. I'm going, yeah, you really did punch him there. But okay, go back and play cornerback. If you get spat at, whoever does that, that's it. That's a pretty substantial penalty, even for people that make a lot of money. That's not like 20 grand to them is chump change. That's a pretty good amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember anything quite like this for something like that. So good. All right. Here's how you get in right now. 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Today is the date of the Jonestown mass suicide, mass death. Drink the Kool-Aid. Amazingly, the people did. That's why we got that expression about drinking the Kool-Aid, right? So Jim Jones, and you're thinking, how in the world did this guy get poor people from San Francisco to leave the ghetto and end up in the middle of a desolate jungle? He was good. When you saw him preaching, you saw the stuff that he did. He had that style. He had the eyes. He had the magnetism, as crazy as it is to do it. So we are looking for the all-time fraud, all-time con man, all-time pulling the wool over the eyes in any way, shape, or form. You can take it where it doesn't just have to be an individual. It can be some kind of incident. It can be real or it could be fictional. I'd say the Wizard of Oz is my fictional one as an example, both before and then after he gives all kind of phony stuff and they go, hey, he's a great wizard.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. So I'll start with the Wizard of Oz. Henry, how about yours?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So one of my favorite movies to watch around Christmas time, because they always end up meeting each other on Christmas, is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah.
Which tells the story of Frank Abagnale.
Yep.
Frank was a con man who started his way in high school, conning people to get checks. We'll say that much. He made himself out to be as a pilot so he could cash airline checks. He made himself out to be a doctor so he could get a job in a new town when the cops started catching up with him. Bunch of things. Moved out to Mont-Richard, France, and was just printing fake checks there. And the best part about this whole story was that it was a lie.
Right.
The story itself was its lie itself. So not only did he con people.
He didn't exist?
So no. Frank Abagnale is a very real person.
Okay.
Very real person. Yeah. Still alive today. He's 77 years old. His story that is told in the movies, obviously, you know, done up a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, and some things did happen.
Right.
But it has been proven now that, a large part of his story isn't exactly accurate. So he conned people back in the day, got a movie made about his life conning people. And then after that movie came out years and years later, he was like, you know what? That was a con too. So, I mean, this guy is everybody fooled. He's going to come out in another 10 years and say, oh, that, that wasn't true either.
DiCaprio played the son.
DiCaprio played Frank Abagnale, yes.
He played the son.
No, he played Frank Abagnale.
Oh.
I mean, the son, technically, he's the main character, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the father was
Christopher Walken.
Right. Who was Abagnale?
They were both Frank Abagnale. Frank Abagnale, Sr. and Jr., exactly. Leo's the main character.
Okay, right. All right, Kirk, how about yours?
I hope this counts because this really fooled me and he pulled the wool over my eyes. So growing up in high school, there was this kid that we're good friends with, and all the ladies adore him. He wore jewelry. Didn't think much of it. You know, come to find out years later, what I know now, didn't do it then. The man's gay.
Okay.
So
I guess that is fooling people. You're from a womanizer,
exactly right.
Ed the Trucker Derer just texted me on this thing. It says every driver needs to pass DOT medical card when each state must report to the federal government. It already falls under the federal regulations. That's what he contends. Duffy's saying, no, we got to do more of this. Not only that, How does he get the real ID? Who did it? And the real problem here is this. Places like the Philadelphia Inquirer, Josh Shapiro, etc. This isn't like a major thing to them. Oh, my God. Real ID. Just think of all the pain. Remember what you went through to get the stinking real ID. Remember all that? Everybody worried. And yet somehow or another, a terrorist, Uzbekistan, gets the CDL and the real ID. How? Shouldn't this not immediately, not after breakfast, Shawshank Redemption, now, right now, we ought to be getting to the bottom of point by point for once, who did what here or didn't do what? And how are we going to close that hole? All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in, hit us on the side. We'll talk to Martina White from Northeast Philadelphia about Josh Shapiro and about this whole thing in PennDOT and what's going to happen. And we have Eric Rowe coming on the show from Chester County, the commissioner. An update, are they ever going to name who's going to investigate them? Will the turkey be here first? Maybe by Christmas. These saps out there in Chester County, they're going to forget about it. They don't care about this debacle. Couldn't this be decided in 5 minutes? Who's in charge? What did they do? Next, who was the assistant? Who did what? Case closed. What should the penalty be? Is this a big mystery? Does this require months and months of investigation? No, it requires competency. And that's what they're not doing. All righty, 855-839.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
12-10. All right, Dom Giordano show. The head of the American trucking industry, one of their groups, says this whole thing with this Uzbekistanian terrorist alleged is beyond the trucking industry, represents a profound national security crisis. Of course it does. And immediately, any journalist ought to be saying, whoa, remember the pain people went through with the stinking real ID? And we're told, you've got to have it now. That's it. This is going to protect America. So this guy who's here illegally, you got everybody in the world looking for him, Uzbekistan, and he wants to get the ability to drive an 18-wheeler on top of it. He's staring you right in the face. Yeah, give him a real ID. Come on. Wouldn't you like to be there when this guy applies for the real ID? Does he even speak English? It appears to be very, very unclear. Did somebody, help them through the process, so to speak? There has to be, on stuff like this, a second by second by second detail. I don't know if there's footage, if it's taped or whatever. I'd be looking for that first. That's why people get upset. Why I'm upset. You had to go through the real ID. Remember people calling in who said they were demanded, they had to have it, they were almost crying. And he went there, and they didn't have this piece of paper. Okay, this is what we do to American citizens. But a clown from Uzbekistan, not only that, doesn't that jump out at you? You know, country, Uzbekistan, oh, what's it like in you? No English. Just give me the, let me go and drive a truck into a building, and let me have that real ID while I'm here. How does that happen? Media, incurious, to put it mildly. All right, I'm seeing a lot on Twitter. I don't know if Kirk propelled this on the fraudulent thing. Yeah, I admit, I was surprised when Rock Hudson was out with the AIDS thing.
Yeah,
several people put that down.
Yeah, that was a shocker, too.
Exactly. But, yeah, it is sometimes shocking. It's a, pretty not well-known secret. And when it happens, like, wow, I wouldn't have suspected that. So we're looking, Jim Jones, Jonestown, the Kool-Aid. Hard to believe everybody would agree to do that. Something fraudulent, real or fictional, like The Wizard of Oz. You heard Henry's too. That's a good one. That's based on reality, but it's got a little bit of a twist to it. In any way, shape, or form, get in on that. We're waiting for the big vote. I think President Trump is going to speak first. Should be with an hour and a half. Did a show last night after my own, and the guy we had on predicted could be near unanimous. And I think that's good. I think that's where we want to be. I think that's how we're going to move forward after all this. And the mystery of mysteries is, why in the world would President Trump have been pushing back on this? You heard O'Reilly yesterday saying, well, he doesn't want to harm some people who only had tangential connection to Epstein. And they're going to be mentioned, and you're going to see what happens in that. I think some stuff's going to be redacted. There'll be a fight over that. But finally today, do we start to move toward closure? There is a billboard for the victims up on 95 near Ben Salem. And during Monday Night Football, there was a PSA paid for, I believe, with the victims showing them when they were younger and now, and demanding justice. So everything is set for this big vote, and we hopefully will see almost unanimous. All right, let me go to David, Lexington, South Carolina, on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, David.
Hey, Don, how y'all doing?
Good.
You know, I've actually got to come clean. I've been a fraud all this time. I'm actually from New York City. I just kind of fake it with the accent.
Well, that's very well played. I wouldn't get. And do you do down homeisms like North Charlie? That's all fake too.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've got one today that's synonymous with being a fraud. I mean, this is a term.
Yep.
I probably use this several times a year. This comes from 1783 when Catherine the Great was touring Crimea. So Gregory Potemkin came along and made these facades of buildings to make it look prosperous and everything was doing great and everything. But all they were facades of the buildings. This was called a Potemkin village.
Yes, and the New York Times popularized it in the early 30s when Stalin had his guy show him an entire Potemkin village. And then, right. You know, that was like a half block long. Meanwhile, he was murdering 30 million people. Yeah, that is a great one.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks. I used it when Philadelphia was doing a convention here or whatever and cleaned stuff up and hid stuff and took the homeless out of there. It's a Potemkin village. It's not really like that. That's a good one. That's outside the box. That's what we're looking for today. 855-839-1210. That's how you can jump on board. We're going to talk to Martina White. What are Republicans doing on this Uzbekistanian guy? And we're going to talk to the commissioner out there in Chester County. When are they going to give us somebody that's going to be the party investigating them? But I'm looking at the Saudi crown prince. And again, I understand within limits, you have to deal with the world's repellent people. But the Saudis, to me, are in the top five list. I don't know if it's the live golf or not. You know, maybe it's the bone saw in their embassy. And maybe little things like that, you know. Might be something. How's that bone saw going back there? But we know what they are. We know what they still do in their own country. Dealing with them, I get. I just wouldn't gush so much here. Well, that's part of it, Dom. Come on now. They're sitting on oil. They can do whatever they want. They are repellent. 855-839-1210. All right. Lot more calls coming up. Hit us on the side. And if you got the real ID, or did you take my advice and wait? Maybe it's not as crowded now. I'm still not going to get it. I have the passport. That worked effectively. But I was all prompted, Henry. I think I told you I had the route. I was going to Norristown to get the real ID because right. I wasn't sure the passport was coming in. Can you imagine what I'd be thinking now? And the Uzbekistanian guy. Uzbekistan, head of the line, terrorist over here. How in the world? You didn't get it either, right? You avoided.
No, I'm waiting until my ID's up.
And Kirk, how about you?
I got the
real TSA. ID.
Yeah, I had the real ID. Yep.
How bad was the process?
Easy, very easy.
Yeah, I think it's fine now. It's just when you were pressing for it, everyone was pressing for it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the bat light is going off here in the studio, so I'm not sure what that's about. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, State Representative Martina White with us, and again, in Philadelphia, are we seeing, wow, look at this. I mean, we were the ones saying the real ID, the cornerstone, we have to do all this stuff. Philadelphia Inquirer, it's your duty, and CDL licenses, and Uzbekistanian terrorist. Maybe ICE is doing some good. Maybe that's why they don't want to talk about it. Or is it their buddy Josh Shapiro? Republicans calling for a full investigation. Let's go to Representative White on Talk Radio 1210. Martina, welcome in. What's the mood in Harrisburg on this?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for giving me a call about this. Look, Harrisburg is really frustrated. You know, under the Biden administration, they allowed for this man to get a driver's license through the Pennsylvania, motor vehicle department. And, Shapiro is a culprit in that. I think that what it comes down to is that I'm really grateful that we have a new administration that can actually address some of these concerns, and that ICE is taking these types of terrorist organizers off of our streets. It's wild that it even happened to begin with.
Yeah, and Greg Rothman is headlining that and calling for an investigation for once. I mean, it shouldn't take too much, right? You go to the place where he got it. I think there's even footage of that if it was recent. Or you talk to the people there, you look at the paperwork, who signed off, why did they? And Martina, you were probably fielding in your office, I know I was here, a lot of people complaining about Real ID, how brutal it was to get it, and yet this guy had Real ID also.
Yeah, I know. Real ID is to ensure that people are here legally, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, under the Biden administration, even with those parameters in place, they gave this guy, I guess, some sort of special permission to be here. And so he got through the system. It's unbelievable. And you got Josh Shapiro, who just allowed for him to get a CDL here in Pennsylvania. So this is just a problem all the way around with how the Democrats operate, and we need to have reforms. We need to have better leadership, and luckily at the federal level we do, because at least at the federal level you have people who support our law enforcement who are trying to protect our communities from individuals like this man who obviously had very, very bad intentions and was willing to recruit into a terrorist organization and potentially harm Americans.
Is there any move to take a look, or maybe they have in the past, CDL mills? In other words, these trucking companies who are skirting the law at best. And Martina, I mean, I think this is where the employers come in and the enforcement of people here illegally. ICE has said that's what they're going to do next. If you're knowingly hiring a lot of people that are here illegally, you're violating the law also.
Yeah, I think so basically there's definitely going to be bills that are going to be put forward to address some of the CDL issues. There's no reason why this man should have received a CDL. I know there's been a lot of conversations around, can the individuals speak English in transporting goods across state lines, across county lines, with these big, large vehicles on our highways. But separate of that, the leadership team in the House Republican Caucus has issued a letter in asking for a full investigation into this between our, I believe, Dave Sunday, our attorney general, as well as our auditor general, Tim DeFore, to really take a look into what step-by-step process occurred and why did this happen here in Pennsylvania and how do we prevent it from happening in the future.
Yeah, if it's Biden and they just tell PennDOT, you just got to give whatever to this guy, that should be pretty public. And that's where a Josh Shapiro, who sticks his nose in everything else, you think would say, no, we don't. That PennDOT is going to follow the laws. We're just not going to move people through the line without knowing their background. You think somebody at PennDOT would say, should I do this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, maybe Shapiro should do a TikTok about it, you know, but I don't think we're going to get much out of him in terms of reforms. He, you know, doesn't do much unless the legislature kind of forces his hand. And we did that with our budget, as we spoke about previously. But this is obviously a safety concern. This is has to do with national security and the idea that our citizens are being subjected to a potential terrorist threat. Because of the availability of a CDL driver's license and the federal, under the Biden administration, not catching this guy and actually allowing him to get it is really mind-boggling to me, for sure.
Martina, what's next? I know we're in the throes of the end of the year and all that, but either now or when we pick up again in January, what are we going to see? Are we going to see another attempt on the fairness in women's sports bill, that whole thing?
Oh, yeah, Dom, we're not letting up on that issue. You know, we've had a lot of movement in terms of our policy being, the Democrats moving the policy around through committees and, you know, not letting it come up for a House floor vote. But the House Republican Caucus is going to continue to pursue the issue. We believe that young women deserve fairness in sports, and we're going to continue to advocate. But even more than that, we are going to, I think, in the new year, going to see a whole plethora of Republican initiatives being put forward. I think you're going to see a lot more help for small businesses. We're going to see more school choice initiatives coming forward, and hopefully the governor can get on board, because honestly, we're missing out on those federal dollars that were that the administration put out for school choice. It's $1,700 per student in scholarship dollars that could be made available to families today for them to send their kid to the school that works best for them. But unfortunately, because Governor Shapiro has yet to opt into it, Pennsylvania is missing out on almost over $100 million in federal money. So I'm disappointed in that, and I think you're going to see a big push in the new year.
That's exactly right. The governor decides. So will Governor Shapiro decide or Governor Matt Bradford say, no way? And that money is no strings attached. It has nothing to do. You guys had to vote in $650 million more dollars to public education, the compromise to get rid of Reggie. So how in the world are we not spending enough on education at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we've spent billions. I mean, during even the Wolf administration, I think it was almost annually, we put $1 billion more into public education funding, and we have yet to see the outcomes that we need to see for our young minds and our students out there. When you give families and parents the ability to choose the option, the educational option that works best for them, first of all, they're even more engaged in their child's educational future, and that says a lot. But secondly, you have better outcomes because of it. And so when we are able to make school choice available to families, more scholarship dollars available to parents so that their students can go, again, to those educational opportunities that work best for them, it's a game changer. It's a total game changer. And by the way, it's even cheaper for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to invest in those types of scholarship dollars because the parents are also putting up their and investing in their own child's education too.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, Philadelphia Inquirer, whether he says yes or no, He ought to say something now. What's the big mystery? Doesn't need any more information. All the information is out there. I know it. You know it. He knows it. Is it yes or no?
In terms of this federal education program?
Yeah. I mean, we have.
I mean, it's really as simple as that. It's just an opt-in provision. Pennsylvania can opt in.
There you go.
And you know, the $1,700 per student. I think it's up to $1,700 of a tax credit directly to families, so that they can use those dollars to go to the school that works best, to send their kid to the school that works best for them. Why we're not in doing that, it's very unfortunate. I was hopeful to have it be part of this budget discussion, but it looks like it's going to have to go into next budget discussion. But in the meantime, it's over $100 million that Pennsylvanians are missing out on. And I know we can do better. We need better leadership. And hopefully Stacey Garrity is going to be that person.
Exactly. Martina, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on today.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Representative Martina White. So Greg Rothman, the head of the GOP, moving on this full investigation. You heard what she said, too. It's a family struggling. They want to get out of these rotten public schools. All Shapiro has to say is yes on this. Doesn't take away any money from the, it's the big, beautiful bill. How many times have we talked about this? All he has to do is say yes. Where's the pressure to get an answer to any of these things? And they're not going to. I've never seen a political figure, at least locally, statewide, whatever, that the Philadelphia Inquirer and anyone I'm on Inside Story, they just gush over this guy. And every time I hear the gushing, I react as completely as I can the other way. He is such a chameleon, such a fraudulent figure up and down the line. Really is. And yet, he is one, two, or three going to be their nominee. All right, phone lines. A lot of people want to get in. Did you go through real ID hell? And yet this guy gets a pass? Didn't anybody say anything? How did he get a pass? Does he speak English? I'm telling you, I think it's very suspect. And just the nerve of it. Yeah, Uzbekistan, terrorists, no English. Give him an 18-wheeler. Now, the Inquirer doesn't want to praise ICE for stopping this. They don't want to get to the bottom of it. They want to lecture the average American about being a patriot. Pay more taxes. More paperwork. I hate the bureaucracy and the stuff you have to do, because I know in the end, it's not really protecting us. You know what protects us? Stopping guys like this. You know what protects us? Not electing Democrats. Not electing a single one of them. You want to protect people tomorrow? Don't vote for any one of them under any circumstance. At best, they're going to enable lawlessness. At worst, they're going to be Larry Krasner or Josh Shapiro. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hey, empty nesters, are you seeing price-reduced signs popping up all over? If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit for months. Diane Cardano has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price cuts for years. She's got the tricks of the trade to make sure your home sells fast in days for top dollar. Right now is the time to get your list of the low-cost fix-ups. These really work wonders for your 2026 sale, and a copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method. She'll be signing copies at the Abington Firehouse on November 25th between 9 and 5 p.m. I'll be there around 4. She'll also be giving away those free apple and pumpkin pies to our listeners. So before you slap a for sale sign on your lawn, come to Diane's book signing pie event and get a free copy of her Smooth Sale Method book and a free pie. She has apple or pumpkin. What, Diane? No cherry? Come on now. That's the independent version. What's more popular for Thanksgiving, Henry? Do you say apple or pumpkin? I say pumpkin.
It's got to be pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. These apple people are probably sauce people. That's what I'm thinking.
I am those apple people. Watch
it. Oh, God, a sauce guy. Diane says, don't miss this. RSVP at getfreepie.com, getfreepie.com, or call 215-576-8666. It is free. We'll see you there at the Abington Firehouse. All right, time to your Dano show. Welcome in. Don't forget, if you didn't hear this morning with me, with Nick and Greg and Dawn, that the guy, and we're going to put together, got to put together a montage of his favorite takedowns of progressives on CNN. Scott Jennings, Coming to Town, Politics and Pints, brand new book. He just got it signed yesterday in the Oval Office by President Trump, who stars in the book along with Elon Musk. We'll have a lot to talk about with him, too, including, does he practice that face that he does? When one of them says something, it gets him nuts.
He does.
Is that a
mirror.
Natural face? Does he do it in the mirror? I've been trying to cop. I'm going to try to imitate him that night. I don't know if we can. But I'll be his designated driver, too. Not because of alcohol, just because of the station's inability to. I'm happy to drive Matt. We're going to do dinner before, et cetera. I thought Henry volunteered for it, but said, no, he's busy with other duties.
Not sure you want me driving Jennings around in my Honda CSX, you know.
Well,
not sure it's a luxury car for
me. I have the Focus, so I'm going to have to do some refurbishment. And then I have the two-foot problem. Will he comment on that? Dom, I see it's what you're doing. Do you think he'll be a gentleman? And will he ask me about that? He will ask. He's absolutely going to ask.
Yeah.
Not to mention, how's the pineapple working out for him as far as his...
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I recommended it for Greg this morning, too.
Yeah.
Now, Greg is the 11th person in the media I've directly told, take the pineapple juice.
There's a list now.
And most of them... Yeah, well, Jim Jordan, when he almost was speaker, had that giant thing of pineapple juice in the picture they sent us.
Holy crap.
People do listen to it. It cuts it.
Yeah.
You water it down a little bit, it cuts it. That's the only thing I can tell you. Greg was reduced to drinking hot water this morning, so I don't know.
Yuck.
That might move it a little bit, too. Bo's in Levittown. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dom. Let me tell you about my wife and the real ID.
Okay.
Talk about a pain. She, first of all, she was born in Trenton, so I had to pay a vig to get her birth certificate from Jersey. Then I thought, okay, I have the Holy Roman Catholic Church marriage certificate. That should be good enough. And then, of course, she went there. She goes, you idiot. We have to have the one from the county. So they charged me another vig. So by the time it was done, she goes, I'm just using my passport. But I said, nah, we're going through with this. You're getting it. I got it. It was, you know, for me, it was easy. But for her, it was difficult.
The name change
and then all
with
the
women.
Juice,
yeah.
And then all the juice I had to pay to get all the extra stuff, too, added to the cost.
Exactly.
And then they charge you like another $55 to get it.
Exactly right. You know, and here this guy sashays in and says, Uzbekistan, next. Can you imagine?
Hey, Dom.
You're sitting there and they call this guy, cockamamie a name, but Uzbekistan. He walks up. Yeah, that's me.
Oh my God. Here's what they got to do. They got to go through every CDL license that was issued in the Commonwealth during the Biden and Shapiro administrations. And they need to profile. They need to take a look at all of these and see who they were issued to. It should not be a difficult process. And I hope Martine is listening.
No, that's exactly right. They should be able to do it in a day, without a doubt.
So I don't have an answer for the side question, okay. Dom. I'm sorry.
Well, Bo, you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks. Sorry you had to go through that with your wife. There was added cost time. People were calling in saying, Dom, do you think they'll let me use this or that? No, just be here illegally. Be a terrorist. Be driving a phony CDL license. And this shows you the difference with talk radio and a lot of the rest of the media. It's happening right here in our backyard. You know, if it happened, I would talk about it, mention it. Look at this in Kansas or the maniacs in California. How many more maniacs are out there now because of PennDOT, Biden, Shapiro, and the whole deal? So let's see if the Republicans can be aggressive enough on this. Are they really going to push it? I told you the headline on their Twitter, Josh Shapiro gave this guy, this terrorist, a license. Not exactly Josh standing there doing it. But his policies, his people, who knew what, when did they do it? Drill down, get the information that you can by any means that you can. You have access to it. Sue them at every level. Demand media coverage. Hold news conferences. Come on here, and we'll keep it going. Same thing at 1:30. We're going to talk with the minority commissioner out in Chester County. We were told yesterday they would have whoever the third party is that's going to investigate. Also, I believe they violated the law, Linda Kearns, if you're listening, by just saying we're going to count all these ballots, even though they messed up the security envelope and all that, because these people were disenfranchised. Well, you did it, but that vote shouldn't count. I'm sorry, but it shouldn't, because if Democrats can count those votes, they're going to use that in court to say, all right, we did it in this. Why can't we do it in general? That's what they're looking to do. And that is how many days ago? We're into 2 weeks now since they did this debacle. Have they made a move on it? No, not really. They're stonewalling. They're slow walking. They're saying Thanksgiving, they'll forget about it. Giordano's crazy. They won't listen to that. You know, come on. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. I see a great one that involves a bike. It's an all-timer. You may want to jump on that. As far as a confidence man, a fraud, big-time fraud that I even supported, went to war for, and I was like, oh, my God. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.